This is the Titletown Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
The Packers will have a number of game-time decisions as they get set to take on the Bears at Soldiers Field tomorrow night. They are coming off a loss at Denver last Sunday, but quarterback Jordan Love says there's still plenty of confidence in their ability to beat Chicago.
I definitely know for a fact, you know, we won't be losing any confidence in who we are as a team. You know, I think as a leader and for the other leaders, it's just keep pushing that message out there that, you know, we still got everything we want right in front of us, and it starts by handling business this Saturday.
The Bears haven't had this big of a game in Chicago in a long time. Matt LaFleur and what he expects on Saturday night.
I think it'll be like the first time we went down there in 2019 to open up the season. I think it's going to be electric. I'm sure they're going to have the big baritone national anthem guy out there and piping it away. I think it's going to be an unbelievable atmosphere.
I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fires safe while protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
It'll be interesting to see how much of a letdown the Packers may have defensively without Micah Parsons. His loss could mean the offense may need to be even more productive. Christian Watson asked this week if he's confident in their ability to do so.
I think that we got everything that we need. You know, obviously, it didn't work out for us last week, but I mean, I think that that's just the name of the game. I mean, they were a really good football team. I think we're, you know, ready to go against anybody.
Packers and Bears on Saturday. I'll have reaction from Titletown on Monday on the Wisconsin Radio Network.